Family nurse practitioner Alicia Edwards said COVID-19 causes a direct attack on the pancreatic cells, which causes stress and increases the levels of blood sugar. She said this occurrence has been evident in a number of young patients since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic.
But we have also noted that young adults and adolescents with COVID-19 are more likely to receive a new diabetes diagnosis post the COVID-19 infection. So what I'm saying in essence is that diabetes affects the young and adolescents by causing them to develop diabetes. How does that take place? One might ask a question. Well, COVID-19 infection, right, it causes a direct attack on the pancreatic cells or the cells of the pancreas, which causes stress, hyperglycemia, or increase in blood sugar, and it results in alteration of how the body digests or metabolizes glucose. So this infection actually precipitates pre-diabetes and leading one to diabetes. All right? So that is what we have been noticing throughout this COVID-19 pandemic.
Family nurse practitioner Alicia Edwards. Regionally, the Ministry of Tourism, International Transport and Maritime Initiatives in Dominica has announced new measures for COVID-19 pre-arrival entry protocols for travelers originating in the U.S. to Dominica with immediate effect. All fully vaccinated travelers from the USA only can now upload a pre-arrival negative rapid antigen test result from a swab taken 48 hours prior to expected arrival time into Dominica. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 39,212. Internationally, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, said that the planet can end the COVID-19 emergency this year, although the virus last week killed someone every 12 seconds. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus was addressing the UN Health Agency's executive board. He said to do so, countries need to work harder to ensure equitable access to vaccines and treatment, track the virus and its emerging variants, and keep restrictions in place. Meanwhile, the WHO in a statement on Friday reasoned that closed borders failed to contain the highly transmissible Omicron coronavirus variant that was first detected in South Africa last November. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.